All right, welcome back. It's June 8th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, I'm telling you, Ecuador are already cooked before the World Cup even kicks off. This is easily their best squad in 20 years, and they're blowing it before they even step foot in the stadium. You can't rack up 4 injuries in a dead friendly against bloody Guatemala and expect to turn up against Ivory Coast a week later. Are you mad?
Whoa. Hold on. That's such a hot take for no reason. First off, players are way less likely to pick up serious injuries in pre-tourney friendlies than they are in regular league fixtures. Right? And Beccases explicitly said all those subs were precautionary. No long-term issues at all.
Oh, spare me the spreadsheet nonsense. I've seen this movie 100 times before. Manager ramps up to double daily sessions, runs his squad ragged, half the first X signs on the treatment table by match day one. I mean, it's like cramming for a uni final the night before by pulling 2 all-nighters. You burn out before you even sit the exam. It never works.
Come on. You're telling me a manager who got them through CONMEBOL qualifying, one of the hardest routes in world football, doesn't know how to condition his own squad. Hang on, I've seen fitness staff atop prem sides raving about Beccases' load management protocols for months. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Your random unnamed prem sources couldn't tell you the price of a pint of milk, mate. Anyway, the latest reports out of China earlier today were saying Yeboah's knee knock is way worse than they're letting on, and Paez is touch and go for the opener. That's 2 of their most exciting attacking options out the gate before they even get off the training ground.
Objectively speaking, they've got 26 players all competing for spots. Beccases said so himself. They rotated heavily through those friendlies. There's cover for every position. And let's be real, it is the middle of the day, and football Twitter's already acted completely normal, which is to say not normal at all. Half their squad is used to playing in high heat and physical leagues. They're not going to fold that easy.
Right, whatever. Let's put our money where our mouths are then. I bet you that tenor we still haven't settled from our 2022 World Cup group stage bets that Ecuador don't make it out of the group. If I lose, I'll wear that awful Ecuador top you bought me on the next show. If you lose, you have to delete all your weird random source DMs and admit you made the whole thing up. That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.